This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Is it getting to be crossword puzzle time soon?
Yes, it is. The 34th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which I direct, is coming up March 18 to 20. It's in Brooklyn. There's almost 1,000 crossword enthusiasts come from all over. And our special guests this year are David Kwong, who has an amazing crossword trick, and cartoonist Roz Chast, who will present the prizes.
I love her. I love her. And are people beginning to register now?
They are. We got hundreds already. And if anyone is interested in more information, they can go to crosswordtournament.com.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your head start. And now we want the puzzle that's not a crossword, the radio puzzle. And to begin, we have to remember what we did during the week. What was the challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Alan Meyer of Newburgh, Oregon. And I said, think of a common word with six letters, including a Q. Change the Q to an N, as in Nancy. Rearrange the result to form a new word that is a synonym of the first word. What words are these?
What are they?
Well, the words are queasy and uneasy. If your stomach is queasy, it's uneasy.
Well, I tell you, we're on a roll here. There was another big week of entries. Maybe a lot of people were snowed in, you know, trying to figure it out. More than 1,900 listeners submitted answers. Our randomly chosen winner is Patty Anderson of Gainesville, Florida. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
What do you do there in Gainesville?
I'm a botanist. I work for the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and I'm in their Division of Plant Industry. We try to protect Florida's native and commercially grown plants and the apiary industry. We work with beekeepers.
Wow. Oh, do I hope the puzzle today is about plants. You have no idea. I understand that you have had a long wait for this day playing on the puzzle. You've been with us since the postcard days?
Since the postcard days and the days when the prize was a single issue of Games Magazine.
Not even a subscription, just one, huh?
Just one.
Yeah, well, we were pretty poor then. What can I tell you? But before we tell you what you get for playing, we got to play, so you're ready.
Eager to play.
Oh, fabulous. Well, let's do it. We'll meet Patty. Let's play.
Patty, I'm going to give you some clues. Each clue ends in a four-letter word that has a single vowel. Change this vowel to a different vowel to make a new four-letter word, which will start the answer to the clue I gave you. For example, if I said area where a calf or foal might be born, you would say barnyard. Because my clue ended in born, change the O to an A to make barn, and that starts barnyard, which answers the clue.
Okay.
Number one, when you're away from home, what you use to make a call?
A phone.
What kind of phone? And it changed one letter in call.
Oh, cell phone.
Cell phone. There you go. Number two, commuting option for avoiding a traffic mess.
Mass transit
is it. Item in many a mountaineer's pack.
Pickaxe.
Pickaxe is it. In book publishing, the opposite of a bust. Well, a bust is a book that doesn't sell at all.
Oh, a bestseller.
A bestseller.
A bestseller is it. Pest on a cotton ball.
Boll weevil.
Boll weevil is it. It had its own cabinet department in the past.
Post office,
good. Ship's cabin part.
Port.
Yes.
Oh, porthole.
A porthole, is it? TV show whose cancellation in 1969 caused quite a stir.
Star Trek.
Good. Oh, that was fast.
Oh, boy. We got a trek with us.
Said with enthusiasm, yeah. Secret opening in a floor that has a wire someone must trip.
Trap door.
That's it. Breakfast item that a cook has to flip.
Flapjack.
Good. Employee of an agricultural firm.
Farm worker.
There you go.
Yes, or farmhand, either way. Person at a dance who doesn't socialize well.
Wallflower.
Yes, and your last one. Seat from which one might see a dock.
Deck chair.
Oh. Gosh, that was great.
Patty, you're fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
To tell you what you're going to get for playing our puzzle today, Patty, is a singer who appeared on Weekend Edition Saturday and Alt Latino, NPR's online show about alternative Latin music. Here's Ceci Bastida.
We all know the chosen toys of catty girls and pretty boys. Make up that face, jump in the race. Life's a kid.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
There you go, Patty. That's the list. More than just an issue of Games Magazine. Tell us what your public radio station is before we let you go, Patty.
Okay. I'm a member of WUFT, the radio station of the Gator Nation.
All right. Patty Anderson of the Gator Nation in Gainesville, Florida. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle and being a member of your local public radio station. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, people are waiting for the challenge for next week. What do you got?
Yes, name two things an airplane does. Each of these is a single word. Put them together, one after the other, to make a compound word that names something it's nice to have as big as possible. What is it? So again, two things an airplane does, each a single word. Put the words together, one after the other. The result is a compound word that names something it's nice to have as big as possible. What is this thing?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And Will, next week, Audie Cornish will be playing the puzzle with you. I'm going to take a short break in Los Angeles, so I will see you the week after next, and thanks a lot for this week.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.